Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another Cosmic Circus Comics Review. My name is Vin. With me is comic expert Victor.
Hello.
And today we're doing Spider-Man. We've been waiting a long time to do this. I'm really excited because I love Spider-Man and Vic loves Spider-Man even more. Vic is like one of the biggest Spider-Man fans that I know. So I'm really excited. Today we're going to be breaking down some of our Spider-Man origin picks, some of Victor's other recommendations, and also like in general, what to expect before your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. So the show starts January 29th, created by Jeff Trammell, starring Hudson Thames as Peter Parker, age 15, freshman year, and Colman Domingo as Norman Osborn. It was originally titled Spider-Man Freshman Year. Vic, what do you think about this title change? What do you think it means, or what do you prefer?
I think it's for the better because the original title was meant to be a small tie-in into the MCU origin version of Tom Holland's Spider-Man, and changing it to your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, it meant that they're changing the whole theme of the show and they're keeping it connected in a way to the MCU, but they're using the whole multiverse in order to, to make it richer, to show more, and I like it. I prefer it that way, this way,
Because
so.
honestly, I think it would have been more confusing if they called it freshman year, then you would assume it's the freshman year for Tom Holland. But instead, this is an alt-universe take, right? The idea is, what if Norman Osborn mentored Peter Parker instead of Iron Man, which is crazy, and I'm really excited. Season two is already in development. I don't know how much you know, and I don't think it's a spoiler to say they've already announced the show will feature Nico Minoru, Doctor Strange, Iron Man, Venom, Doc Ock, Harry Osborn, Amadeus Cho, Chameleon, Scorpion, Rhino, Kurt Connors, Speed Demon, Charlie Cox as Daredevil, and Vincent D'Onofrio as Kingpin. Holy moly.
Isn't something that you would expect from the animated show at this point, especially bringing Vincent D'Onofrio and Charlie Cox.
Yeah, this is like the Spider-Man cartoon I think you like wish you could have always had, hopefully, right?
It's like after watching all the MCU projects, you have this one animated project, or at least project that you really want to see with those characters, with those actors especially, and you know that you don't have enough budget to make it live action, so you just go with the animation.
Yeah, but I'm so excited, especially for the kind of the MCU characters, but also combining them with classic Spider-Man characters like Venom and like all these characters like we never got to see in live action with Tom
Yes.
Holland, but also characters like Amadeus Cho and Nico Minoru, like these kind of like lesser characters who are really cool in the comics, but they never really had a time to shine, right?
Only Amadeus Cho had a big role in the Ultimate Spider-Man TV
Really?
show.
I didn't know.
Yeah, he was the Iron Spider. When Peter decided not to use the Iron Spider suit anymore, Amadeus Cho used it. They decided to give it to him instead of making him the Hulk.
Yeah, that's like a totally original idea. That's not from the comics, right?
I don't think so, no. I think
That's
that he
really
was
cool.
always the
That's
Hulk.
really cool. Yeah, if I remember, I think they called him the Totally Awesome Hulk. I think it was something like that. Yeah. Anyway, before we get into it like fully, from what we just talked about on the show, is there anything you wish they could do? Anything you want them to add? Any characters that are missing? What do you think?
Wow, it's really hard because I really don't want them to go in a way of bringing MJ and Ned. I really want them to keep it as separate as they can from the MCU
Okay, really.
with having some of the events. So we know that Civil War happened in this universe and it will be shown. So it's not a spoiler. It's happening in the universe.
But in the future, not yet, in the future of the show.
I think it's in the show. I think
During
it's
the
shown.
show, really? No
Yeah,
kidding.
because it's Norman Osborn who recruits Peter, so I think it's happening during Civil War,
Oh,
and it's Norman Osborn instead of Tony recruiting Spider-Man.
that's crazy. Okay.
So I think that there could be something's connected, and of course Sokovia Accords happened, Age of Ultron happened. So what I think happened with this show is they decided it's better to keep this as a separate thing from the MCU, but keep all those previous events still the same. So when we go into the your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, let's say it's Civil Wars, Captain America Civil War timeline. So after this, we have a completely new branch of the timeline. So what
After
happened?
Civil War, or
after
some
or
around that time.
during Civil War or something before. You know, it's like something's changed by some, but some things are the same. So
Multiverse,
yeah, multiverse, exactly.
and I'm fascinated. How do you feel about them taking out Ned? Because like you said, you want him separated from the MCU. But to me, this Tom Holland is defined. A big part of his definition is his friendship to Ned, because we didn't have that in the previous Spider-Man, right?
Yeah, but we also didn't have the friendship of Tom Holland's Spider-Man Peter Parker with Harry Osborn, which is the classical interaction and the classical friendship in the comic books. So I'm happy that Ned was a part of Tom Holland's journey as Spider-Man, but in this case, I feel like, just like I mentioned, because they're disconnecting from the MCU, it's not a show set in the MCU, or rather in the sacred timeline, should I say. They have to make changes to make this series interesting, make it original, and not to have the same interactions of the characters. Because Spider-Man interacted with Daredevil in No Way Home for the first time. And in Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, we already know he's gonna interact with him a lot earlier. So, much, much earlier. So, I
So,
think.
in your headcanon, is this still Tom Holland Spider-Man? Or is this a completely just different version of Peter Parker?
I like to think it's the same version of the character that if it was a live action, Tom Holland would play him. But I believe that it's a completely different version. So it's like, you know, let's take Michael Keaton from the Batman, from his first appearance as the Batman, and from The Flash. It's the same Batman, but it's kind of different. It's the same actor, he had the same Alfred, or he had the same love interests, but some
Crazy,
things have changed.
crazy,
Yeah. And I like to think that it's the same Spider-Man as Tom Holland's Spider-Man, but kind of different.
This is so fascinating and maybe a little confusing that it's almost an original animated cartoon, slightly MCU, but slightly not MCU. And
Yeah.
the way it's playing with that is interesting. And we were talking just before recording about also Aunt May. And when you look at the prequel comic, you look at the trailer, it's kind of Marisa Tomei's Aunt May, kind of. But even this character, Peter Parker, it looks different than Tom Holland.
Yes, just to show you guys.
Oh, great, you have it.
Yeah, this is Aunt May, and this is Nico Minoru. She was already in Runaways,
I love
so
the character designs. I think they look fantastic.
yeah. But when I look at the show, I prefer the show characters models rather than the comic book ones because they're so different.
I like the character designs. I think in the trailer, I think the animation looks a little bit weird.
I really like the
You
animation,
do?
to be honest. Yeah, it really reminds me of the Ultimate Spider-Man. The old the older this Ultimate Spider-Man. But mostly of the game, the Ultimate Spider-Man game, where the characters look the same, they had the similar animation, they had this comic book filter and a similar small amount of VHS effects, and I really like it. I
For like
really,
a vintage aesthetic kind of.
yeah, they were a little crispy. So I really like this animation style, and it's something that I really want to see in future animations. Because if what if had the same animation as Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, then I would love What If much, much better. But What If had such a poor animation, and I'm glad they decided to change it for Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man.
And I think, even though I said I didn't like it in the trailer, I think I'll like it more as the show goes on and I get used to it, right? I think I just need to give it a little bit of time to get used to it. But I am glad that it's 2D for like the
Yeah.
most part, because I think 2D animation is like an art form that we've almost kind of lost. And some 3D animated shows are great. Like we've talked about Arcane the past couple of weeks. Wow, Arcane looks amazing. But I think it's
Yeah.
also nice to return, like with X-Men 97 and stuff like that, to return to this beautiful 2D animation. It's just a different style, right? So I'm glad that they're embracing that.
Yeah, it's a relic of its times, but if they do another Spider-Man show, yeah, they have to bring the old Spider-Man back, the 94 Spider-Man. Make it Spider-Man 98 or whatever.
I know. You've been asking. We've been talking about this for months.
Yeah.
Yes, I would absolutely love that too.
I would do everything to get it, to have it.
have you seen, let's get into it. How deep have you gone with these animated shows? Have you seen every episode of every animated show with Spider-Man?
Oh, let me pull up the Wikipedia, so I'm gonna check every single Spider-Man animated show that I've seen.
Because
If I've seen.
if you asked me, I'm pretty sure you've seen everything.
Okay, I haven't seen the first ones, the Spider-Man and his friends or whatever. Okay, so let's say that from starting with Spider-Man 1994, I've seen Spider-Man Unlimited, the new animated series Spectacular Spider-Man, Ultimate Spider-Man, the Marvel Spider-Man.
Maybe now it's time to catch up with Spidey and his amazing friends just to complete the
Maybe I'll show it to my nephew.
set.
And I'm gonna watch it with him for educational
Right.
purposes.
While you're like taking notes. Have you seen the 60s show?
Only seen a couple episodes. I haven't seen the all of it, but it's this kind of a show that I have to watch like one, maybe two episodes max per day because it's really hard to watch.
Someday I would love to dive into that 60s show, also the 80s, because there's these 1980 Spider-Man cartoons, like Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends, where like he has a really weird cast of supporting characters. Like it's a weird show.
Yeah, I've seen the intros.
A couple years ago, I went on a deep dive of like all the like vampires in every Marvel animated, all the Blade appearances, all the monster appearances. So I've seen little bits of all the random shows, like weird cameo appearances, going back to like at the oldest possible Marvel cartoons you can imagine.
Just a fun fact. The Spectacular Spider-Man, first season of Spectacular Spider-Man was aired on the CW. So it was a CW
What?
show.
How random.
Yeah, how random. And then Disney XD bought it. And
Canada.
Spider-Man, the new animated series where Neil Patrick Harris was Spider-Man, it was transmitted by MTV.
These are things I never thought I would hear.
Yeah, same here. Like,
What a crazy.
I was growing up watching Spider-Man on Fox Kids. Like, and on Jetix,
Jetix,
but.
oh my God. That takes me back, man. Wow. Yeah,
It's a
I
long
watched
time.
some of the 90s show, like in the 90s, but I think we've talked about it before. I mainly watched Batman, Superman, the DC stuff. I watched that like religiously in the 90s. Yeah, but the Spider-Man stuff, I just watched just a little bit. Going into your friendly neighborhood, how do you want it to set itself apart from these previous cartoons? Is there anything you want it to imitate, or is there anything you want it to differentiate? What are your feelings?
I really want them to take as much things as they can from those previous shows that made them good.
Okay, take the
And
good stuff. I agree.
yeah, take the good stuff and fit it in here, but change it so it fits the overall narrative
Okay.
of the show, of the MCU, of the young Peter Parker, of this kind of modern take on the Spider-Man. I really don't want them to reuse the same story arcs. Like, they can adapt them, but I don't want to see Venom and Carnage in the psychiatry. I don't want to see it again. Like, it was good in Spider-Man 1994, but I don't want them to use the same exact storyline in Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, especially that it's meant to run for multiple seasons, so.
I think they have enough creativity and enough respect for the fans where even if they build on characters that we've seen before, I think they'll do it in an original way, right?
Yeah, exactly. Especially that they now changed a lot of things in this comic book. Like, you can easily see that the way they decided to disconnect from the MCU is the homemade suit. It's not the same suit as Tom Holland had, because in the back he has those small tanks filled with web fluid. And for example, Peter doesn't have an Iron Spider suit anymore. He has the Future Foundation suit made by Norman Osborn, which isn't called Future Foundation suit for some reason. I don't know why. Like, sorry for getting so aggressive. It's one of my favorite suits, that's
But
why.
at the same time, I'm going to push back. You can't call it the Future Foundation suit if there's no Future Foundation. But what if season two introduces the Fantastic Four? What if season two is when you get the Richards family and then, yo.
Exactly, this year we're getting Fantastic Four.
Wow.
So,
Wow.
Maybe they're kind of writing it up so they can appear, so they can already be established in this
That
universe,
would
make
be
it a part of
amazing.
this universe,
That would be
but I don't know.
amazing.
Like, you
But
have
then,
Spider-Man, you have
yeah.
Fantastic Four, you have his relationship with Johnny Storm, you have Daredevil, you have. Oh,
That would be
just bring
amazing.
X-Men
Yeah.
and.
Like you can shut down the MCU. Just give me the Marvel universe with just all the characters in it. Like
Yeah,
all
just
those 90s
don't give me
shows. Yeah.
Spider-Man 4. Don't give me
Yeah.
Spider-Man 5. I want this Spider-Man.
Yeah. Like all those 90s shows, just bring them all back, a big interconnected universe with X-Men, Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, Iron Man. Bring back all those shows, modern production values, modern level of writing. Because those 90s shows, not they weren't always perfect,
They kind
but
of brought them back in X-Men 97.
more, more, more.
More. Yeah, we want more. Like, I
God, that would
wouldn't be
be amazing.
surprised
Yeah.
if they decided to make two separate universes. I mean, in the animation, with your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man universe and with the 90s universe. Yeah, because we know people want to see Spider-Man
Yeah.
and X-Men. So, bringing them back and setting them in the same universe and, just telling new stories would be awesome, but I'm afraid that Marvel may have the same thoughts as DC with the Batman or with Superman, that we can't have the same, that we can't have two stories, two different stories set in two different separate worlds happening all together. Like, we have the Batman, but we can't have the Batman in the CW, in the live action, because people wouldn't care.
Yeah.
And we can't have Superman and Lois and James Gunn's Superman, so yeah.
I want to jump into some of the comics because in preparation for the show, you've read a bunch of Spider-Man comics, not just Origins, right? You've read some of
Yes,
the
sir.
all-time greats. So let's start Ultimate Spider-Man by Brian Michael Bendis and Mark Bagley. What do you think, dude? This
This
is
one.
yeah.
Okay, so I haven't read everything yet. It's
It's a
I'm
lot. It's a
in the
lot.
middle, but oh my god, it's such a good origin story. I've read it when I was in middle school, when I was 13.
Okay.
14. I've just read first few issues, like first three or four issues, and it was pretty good. But now, wow, man, I'm really appreciating it, especially the art. The art is very, very good. It's like the early 2000s, like all those all that hippie stuff transmitted into the modern era. Sorry, it's really heavy. It doesn't look like it's heavy, but it's heavy. It's around 1200 pages, so okay, so yeah, okay, so this is Peter Parker. Like,
There we
you
go.
couldn't say, because in the original origin he's like, he has short hair, he looks more dorky, he looks like a huge nerd, but here he looks like a just a normal kid. But Uncle Ben is a true hippie. Like, he didn't live the 80s, he has a ponytail and all that. And I really love this story because the story is emotional from the start. Especially when you know the origin of Spider-Man. You see that it's different, you see that he's gaining powers in a very different way. The spider created by Oscar bites him, the spider dies, and Norman Osborn tries to kill him. So it's not something that you see every day in every Spider-Man origin story. But I really love the inspiration for the whole Ultimate Spider-Man show that was in 2016 with Drake Bell as the Spider-Man. And I also know why they adapted this comic book into the game. Because the game proved both the story told in the comic book and in the game is really quality, it's really, really good, it's really worth telling. And I don't want to spoil much, but this omnibus, it's volume one by Brian Michael Bendis, and you can see all those different covers for the issues here, which are amazing. It has more, and it connects to the Miles Morales story in the end. So, from what I learned, and already I know how it ends, so I'm not gonna cry about it. But I think it's a perfect way to end the story, especially that from what I've seen so far, there are a lot of classical villains, so there's Venom, and Dr. Octopus has a very tragic origin story, so
Oh,
that's also
cool.
very good. Yeah, it's similar to the Raimi one,
Okay.
but in here it's more, there are more dark vibes and there's more space to develop him and make him a villain.
So this
So yeah.
the Ultimate Universe, the idea was that he was going to adapt the 60s stuff exactly, but just update it and modernize it, and that's also why it
Yeah,
actually
it's
ends, why Peter's story ends, because he didn't want to be constrained by 616, so he gives Peter a beginning, middle, and end, and
yes.
then he transitions to
Also,
Miles. Yeah.
here you can see that it's based on the original story by Amazing Spider-Man issue 15,
So
by Stan Lee and Steve Ditko.
does every arc have that? Does every arc have a footnote connecting you to the old
Some of them.
comics? Some, not all.
Some of them.
Okay.
Yeah,
Does this?
because they want to keep it as original and as separate
Okay.
from the original as they can, but they still want to let people know that this story is adapting the old stuff and improving it.
Reading these new stories, does that inspire you to go back to the originals? Does that motivate you to check out the old stuff?
More like add them to the queue, to my
Okay.
reading queue.
Someday, but someday,
Yeah,
not urgent.
someday. I just don't want to go back and read all the 60s stuff because I'm a fan of the modern pencils, of the modern art in the comic books, especially in the Spider-Man ones, especially in the Nick Spencer omnibus that I have alongside me. This one. I really like the modern art, the modern creation of Spider-Man and the whole world around him. So I really want to read as much modern stuff as I can, and then when I decide that okay, it's time to read the old stuff, then I want to go and read it. Because I read the old stuff comic books only when I have the specific story arc, just like it was with the Planet of the Symbiotes, where it was the 80s, 90s. Yeah, it was the 90s stuff. Yeah, and it was a little modern, so it wasn't that bad. But if I have to think about reading the first Spider-Man comic book, I really have to prepare myself because I don't want to undermine the comic book based on its art style.
I think 60s Spider-Man, 60s Fantastic Four, like, even though it's so old, but they're peak for a reason. And they're still res so respected for a reason. Just out of the gate, they knew what they were doing. And I think probably there's a little of an adjustment period, but once you're ready, once you get into it, I'm pretty sure you'll fall in love with it.
Yeah,
So
I know
give
it's
it a
all about
chance.
the story at that point, but I really don't want to, just as I said, I don't want to
Yeah,
undermine the
I
quality of
understand.
the story and quality of the comic book. I know I sound like a not a hypocrite, but as someone who, you know, who lives by high standard or whatever, but yeah, it's just me. I was growing up on the modern stuff, so
And I'm a huge fan of the history of things. Like when I watch movies, like I really love 1920s silent films, and I love seeing how those have inspired our modern movies. Like I love going through the comics history and seeing how these old creators inspired the modern stories. So I really like the history stuff, even if sometimes, you can tell it's a different era. Okay, the next one. Spoiler alert, Death of Spider-Man by Brian Michael Bendis and Sara Pichelli. What'd you think, dude?
I think it was too emotional for me because when I
It's
read it for the first
heavy.
time, it was way before I knew about the Ultimate,
Oh, really? Okay.
the whole Ultimate story. I read it after I read the comic book where Peter goes into a different universe and there's only Miles Morales as Spider-Man, and I just found out, wait, Peter Parker is dead in this universe? How? And it was at the same time when I was middle school, but it was after I read the first four or five issues of the Ultimate Spider-Man, but I couldn't connect the dots between those two comic books because I didn't know a lot about it back then. And when I was preparing for this, for our talk, I decided to read The Death of Spider-Man because I feel a huge, deep connection with it because Spider-Man always had a big place. Had a huge place in my heart, and Peter Parker will always be a Spider-Man for me. Sorry, Miles Morales fans, Peter Parker will always be a Spider-Man for me, no matter what. I grew up with him, I watched everything with Peter Parker as Spider-Man, almost everything. I played in a lot of games with Peter Parker, so Peter Parker is my Spider-Man. And when I read The Death of Spider-Man, I don't know, something broke inside of me. I didn't know that I can have as that I can have so much love for the character. And I decided that if we have to talk about Spider-Man, this comic book is worth mentioning because it all gets to summarizing the whole journey of Peter Parker, Spider-Man, where he started, what he went through, and how he ended up. He didn't, when he died, the world wasn't left without Spider-Man. It had Spider-Man in Miles Morales. And even though I may not be a big fan of Miles, I still respect the idea of adding him into the life of Peter because Peter became a mentor, he became a teacher, and he became a big brother. So it's something you can easily see the road that he traveled and how he his character development. So the life of Spider-Man, I highly recommend it, but after reading the whole Ultimate story arc, is I think it's also the part of the last omnibus, so.
And I think it's pretty incredible how first Brian Michael Bendis had this crazy idea, I'm gonna kill Peter Parker. But he transitions it into a springboard for this whole new character, Miles Morales. And Miles is now taking over the world, right? When you look at our reading guides, Miles Morales is like our number one reading guide ever, ever. Like astronomically, people are so excited for this character. But I've never done a Peter Parker reading guide, so maybe I need to do that too.
Yeah, there's too much. There's a lot.
But I want to ask you. So, Death of Spider-Man, we've never had like a complete adaptation, but Into the Spider-Verse sort of adapts it. How do you feel that movie adapts it compared to the comic?
Now, I don't want to say poorly, but it had maybe 2, 3 minutes of interaction between Miles and Peter, and it's something that I didn't want to talk about it because it hurt me. Because the trailers teased that Peter will have much bigger role this universe's Peter, and I don't want to say that Peter B. Parker was a bad character because he wasn't. Peter B. Parker's interactions with Miles were amazing and nice, and they were fantastic and they were heartbreaking, but in the end, the perfect adaptation of The Death of Spider-Man should be preluded with at least one movie
And a version of
series.
Spider-Man that we've actually grown up with, we've grown to love, right? Do you think they could ever do this with Tom Holland?
I don't want to sound very negative as a negative person, but I hope so. I think that they're going to do this with one of our two live action Spider-Mans.
Because imagine if they bring back the old Spider-Mans again, maybe Spider-Man 4, Secret Wars, whatever, and they kill off Toby. Holy moly,
They
I would
wanted to kill off
die.
Toby in No Way Home, so yeah.
I think that would have stolen Tom's thunder if they killed off Toby in No Way Home.
Exactly, because people will focus on Toby's death and respecting Toby.
I think it's a really powerful idea, but something like Secret Wars, I think. Not
Yeah, but to be honest, when I think about it, I really don't want to see Toby's Spider-Man die or Andrew's Spider-Man die because they still didn't have this closure. I know Andrew had this moment with saving MJ, but I still want to see them in their world, seeing how they're doing. Because Toby mentioned that he worked it out with MJ, that they're family now, that it works out. I don't remember if there were some rumors that they have a kid, so
And I would like to see
it's
that, right?
perfect. Yeah, I want to see that. And especially with Andrew now, who I remember all those rumors that Toby dies, Andrew remains in Tom's universe and becomes a professor at the university and teaches Tom. Like,
Crazy.
yeah, crazy, but it would be perfect. But in the Andrew's case, it would be perfect, you know. He doesn't have anyone left on his world, so
That's rough. That's a rough way to put it.
yeah, that's a rough point to put it, but I really want to see maybe another alternate version of Toby or Andrew die, because maybe Toby's Spider-Man from the apocalyptic war, when he has this jacket, that I'm sure you remember this suit, the Last Stand suit or something like that.
This looks great.
From the apocalyptic Earth.
Oh, J. Michael Straczynski. Okay, I see. I
Yeah.
see. Oh, it looks really cool, dude.
Yeah, and maybe it doesn't have to be Peter Parker. Maybe Toby could play Ben Parker from Fit
Sure,
Earth or
sure,
whatever.
sure.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but when it comes to adapting the Death of Spider-Man, I really don't want to see Toby's or Andrew's Spider-Man die, at least not these versions from the movies, because I really want to see what's going on with them. And Spider-Man 4 was taken away from us with John Malkovich as Vulture and MJ's dad, and I'm still mad about it. I really want to see more of them and not to see them killed off in Secret Wars or whatever.
No. Okay.
I hope they're gonna figure it out after Secret Wars.
One more comic before we get back to your friendly neighborhood. Amazing Spider-Man by Nick Spencer and Ryan Otley. This dude is very controversial. The internet hates this comic. I've read little bits and I didn't like what I read. What?
Okay.
Hold on. That is a brick. That is humongous.
Yeah.
Is that? And
I can
that's with
barely hold
volume
it in my
one,
one
right?
hand.
That's massive. Okay,
And
go on.
comparing to Ultimate, like, sorry,
Yeah.
it's th much thinner.
These are huge,
Yeah.
huge. Okay. Well, how much of this did you read and what do you think about it?
About a quarter, maybe, like 25%, more like 20. But I really like it. I
Yeah,
have to be
really.
honest. I really
Yeah,
like it. I really like
I'm happy.
especially the art style of
Yeah.
it. Also, look at this cover. I really like these
Oh, that's
covers
great.
that
That's
are
great.
underneath it.
Yeah.
So we have a Spider-Man here. I really like the style of Spider-Man that's used in here, especially even the Kingpin.
Yeah, Kingpin looks great.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's a little cartoonish, but I prefer it that way instead of, making those characters look as real as they can, because it's not, in my opinion, the best way to do characters instead
I
of,
agree.
if I want comic book characters to look real, I hire Alex Ross and
Yeah.
make him do a special event or a special comic book series that would have only a few issues, instead of, making the whole omnibus looking so real, because it kind of throws you off.
Yeah, because even one of the criticisms of Kingdom Come is that when everything is so realistic, it's like just photographs. It doesn't have like the same kind of like dynamism of like just a normal comic book. Like as beautiful as his artwork is, sometimes it's better just for covers.
Yeah, but I really love Kingdom Come. Kingdom Come is my favorite comic book
Of
so
course.
far,
Yeah.
and I really love
Ever?
this whole
Really?
style.
Ever?
Yeah, for
Wow.
now at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's good. It's a really good one. Yeah.
Yeah, but I really love it basically because of the art style. Yeah. But I wouldn't like to see the whole omnibus like this, in Alex Ross style,
It's
even
just, it's too
that.
much. Yeah.
Yeah,
It's
it's too
too much.
much. We
Yeah.
just have to have this healthy amount
Yeah.
of stuff.
From the Nick Spencer book, what were some of the highlights for you? What are some things that like you really like about it?
Okay, I'm just gonna quickly show them to you. Okay, so especially that when we start with the story in it, Peter is already an established character. Spider-Man is already in this world. There are heroes around it. Spider-Man mentions that Kingpin, he was my arch nemesis until that asshole Daredevil took him as his own. Like,
It's true. It's true. Yeah.
I really like the idea of creating a new story that's set in a world that is already established. Or, for example, we have Mysterio here who looks
Oh,
amazing.
yeah, look at that. That's great.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
This Mysterio look is one of my favorite because
Yeah.
it's so good. It's so good. And you have all those wonder stories. And oh, also, you have the Tri-Sentinels from the X-Men
Okay. Okay. Okay.
as seen in here.
Oh my God, look at those. Yeah.
Yeah.
These are from the Krakoa era, right? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Exactly. Okay, I'm gonna put it
This is your
because I.
gym workout for the day.
Oh, and also I wanted to show you the cover for the hidden cover for the Spider-Man
Yeah.
called Ultimate.
Yeah. That's from Ultimate Number One.
Yeah, that's from Ultimate
Classic.
Number One.
Classic image. Yeah.
It's amazing. And on the back,
Oh, that's
you
good.
have Venom
That's good.
set.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really have to buy more omnibuses from Bendis and from Spencer.
Yeah, I'm really glad you like them so much.
Yeah, people say some comic books are bad or really bad or not worth reading or they're blasphemy for the whole character, but I really want to find out myself, to be
Absolutely.
honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Amazing Spider-Man, I've read some issues when I was a kid, some random issues, and they were nice. So I decided, why not? I'm gonna buy it. And I'm satisfied so far. Like, I really like this idea of making Spider-Man the Joker that he is, of already having the villains, not introducing them as a, oh, here it's Max Dillon, it's Electro, I have to buy a Electro-proof suit to defeat him. No, you have a second Electro because Max Dillon is dead in this universe. It's Electro is called Electrina for some reason. You have Rhino, you have Scorpion, you have Sandman, and what's funny that I noticed in your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man is that Flynn Marko is a part of Silverman's gang, so we may see Sandman soon.
I think they're planting lots of seeds with your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Some of them will come now and some of them will come later, I think. Maybe even in season two or something.
Yes, and also I really like the design of Peter Parker in here. I'm gonna also quickly show it to you because it's. Oh, sorry, again. People, kids, if you buy omnibuses, please know how much pages they have. Okay, so it's the first page. I mean, sure, it did start with the radioactive Spider-Man bite, obviously, and yes, then came the personal tragedy I could have averted. And that's it. That's the whole origin story of Spider-Man. And the guy in the blue shirt is Peter Parker. And it's a really nice design, in my opinion. I really like it. And the whole suit is perfectly designed. I really like it. The whole smoothness and the whole world being, aesthetically perfect and aesthetically the same. So it's not like on one page you have this cartoonish looking character, and on the other one you have very realistic looking character. So yeah, so the idea that they kept the art style the same, even though some different creators. So it's really nice. Okay. Sorry,
I'm
I'm
really
so.
glad. I'm really glad that you like it so much.
I have to take a quick breath.
Can you, for the viewers, can you lift up the entire stack? Can you show us the whole bricks? Is that even possible? Wow. They look
So,
beautiful. They look
the
really nice.
Ultimate and the Amazing.
Do you also have the Death Omnibus also, or did you read that online?
I read it online, but it's part of the last Peter Parker omnibus because after Ultimate Spider-Man, it starts with Ultimate Spider-Man Miles Morales omnibus. So they all connected. They're
And
all
then
connected.
imagine once you continue reading that, eventually it'll streamline into Spider-Verse and Secret Wars. So
Yeah,
just
but
keep reading, yeah.
now I have to find time to read other things
Yeah,
for
it's
our
a lot.
materials, for our recordings, for our
Yeah,
podcasts. So
but
yeah.
it's a lot, and like so much of it is just good, right? There's so much good stuff, especially Brian Michael Bendis in this era. It's like that's peak Bendis.
My love for Spider-Man really helps me to even like the bad stuff. So
I understand that for sure.
yeah, but the one thing that I'm gonna hate is the One More Day action, and I'm gonna hate it for life, and I'm thankful they're finally moving on from it. That's
Have you
because
been reading Ultimate Spider-Man by Hickman, the new one? Why
no.
not? Why not?
Oh no, you're talking about the
The
where he
new
has a
one.
family. I have it. I have it on my shelf. Yeah, I've been reading it. Okay, yeah. I was for a moment I thought you were talking about something else. I've been reading. It's amazing. It's fantastic. It's ultimate. We have to also talk about it, but maybe another material. But I'm also waiting for the new Spider-Man series where they finally move on from this One More Day stuff, where Peter finds a new girlfriend who is a completely new character. And I really want. I think I'm gonna pre-order it even, and I'm gonna keep collecting it for a
Is
few
that
issues.
the new Amazing Spider-Man series?
I think so, yeah. Okay, so Joe Kelly is doing it,
I think that's it.
and it premieres in April, if I see correct. I can never understand the dates because on some American sites they put the dates month day, and on some American sites they put day month.
Yeah, and then also, with comics, there's the actual release date, and then there's the cover date that's like 2 months later.
Yeah, and exactly, and it's like pre-order for January, and it releases on in May.
Yeah, it's
Yeah,
it.
but
Comics
I
are
can.
not comics are not easy.
Yeah, but I can already see that it's going to be a good thing to start the Amazing Spider-Man with because you don't have to read previous issues in order to read this one. So I see that they really want to. Oh yeah, they really want to touch upon themes that are always relevant to Spider-Man and all that. So basically, they're doing a soft reboot in the same universe. So new people can get in and read it. Okay, yes, it's April because I can see that issue 2 releases on April 23rd and the first on April 9th.
So
So
maybe even twice a month, then that's cool.
I
These
really
covers look
hate the
familiar.
idea of releasing issues monthly.
Yeah.
Because you read this comic book in 10 minutes, maybe 15, and then you
Yeah.
have to wait the whole month for it.
And you
It's like,
forget about it, yeah.
I was waiting for my 12 issues of Secret Wars to release monthly, and I have to pick my last, I'm picking my last issue on Thursday, so I can finally read it in one night. So I really hate the idea of issues releasing monthly, but maybe that will
Yeah.
change.
And I think also it's a big problem when like the stories don't pay off very satisfyingly. And every month you're like, what's gonna happen? What's gonna happen? And you're like, nothing's happening. You
Yeah, exactly. It's
know what I
like,
mean? That's the worst.
it's like in the Bold and the Beautiful when someone shoots a gun and for 30 episodes the bullet just flies and nothing happens. Like it missed.
It's soap operas. It's all soap operas, right?
It's a
Yeah.
soap opera, but also notice that the Amazing Spider-Man issue 1 releases when Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man finish
Oh, interesting.
the last comic book releases,
Interesting.
like around the same time.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
that's a good transition. Let's talk about that real quick. So we have
Yes.
Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, which is
Yes.
the new
True.
TV show coming out, but they were, yeah, look at that.
Yeah, I really like this cover.
I really like the cover. Yeah, I really like the art style. So Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, this is a tie-in comic by Christos Gage and Eric Gapster. Now, I don't think this is a prequel because I was
This is a
reading number
prequel.
one, but number one's like parallel to the show, isn't it?
Okay, so in the comic book, there are mentions of some events, and it tells you see the first episode of Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man on Disney Plus for details of the mysterious attack, for example, in
Right.
here.
And then it takes place after the attack.
Yeah, so I imagine that those comic books are happening during the show, but the show will jump
Ahead.
time
Yeah.
forward into
Yeah.
the
I
yeah
see. Yeah.
after because this first issue is like a total prequel. I don't believe they're gonna adapt the whole issue one into the first episode. Like they're
Yeah.
gonna include the attack and they're gonna time jump
How did you
because
feel? Because this comic starts basically like when he gets bit. How do you feel this compares to, for example, Ultimate Spider-Man or the other versions of the origin that you've seen?
it's okay because I'm tired of reading the same origin story over and over again. In
Yeah.
with the omnibuses, I'm not tired, I'm not bored,
Worn
and
out, fatigued, exhausted.
let's use
Yeah.
those words
Yeah.
because I know that they have to be in it, that they're part of the whole story,
Yeah.
but here we're just picking it up after and we're going with the action.
Yeah,
So
very light.
yeah, that's good. And that's what's worked with Spider-Man Homecoming. That's why Spider-Man Homecoming worked, because they didn't focus on an origin story.
Yeah.
And I rewatched it recently, like a few days ago, and it worked really better
Okay.
than when I watched it for the first time in the cinema.
I love Homecoming. I don't know if we've talked about it, but I adore it. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I gave it 3.5 out of 5, so
It's one of my favorites from the whole MCU. I just love the sense of humor in it. Yeah.
okay, boomer.
Okay, so from what you've seen so far from this new show, Your Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, how do you feel it
Yes.
compares to the previous Spider-Man cartoons, so 94, Spectacular, and all of that?
94 will always be my favorite, and
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie that, oh, maybe it will
Oh,
change.
it's
Yeah,
classic. It's classic.
it's classic and will always be my favorite, but I see a lot of connections with the older shows, especially as you mentioned earlier with the Spectacular Spider-Man and with the Marvelous Spider-Man, the 2018 show where we had Miles Morales and all those different Spider-Mans and all this different stuff. That was, I think it was a show initially made only for Disney Plus or for Disney XD only. It was a few years ago. It was the most recent Spider-Man show after Civil War and after Tom Holland became Spider-Man. So I really want them to make it as good as they can and have some connections to the MCU so people know that it's a the similar branch of timelines, it's a similar world, but what would happen? What if something's changed? What if it wasn't Tony Stark who recruited Spider-Man? What if Spider-Man learned what it's like to be a hero, not after losing a suit, but after finding out that he's been working for the criminal that Norman Osborn is, or something like that? And I want them to touch up more on the things that we haven't seen in the MCU that there wasn't time to show like the Sokovia Accords and more. Because why Spider-Man wasn't under the Sokovia Accords? He was a hero. Iron Man covered his ass, maybe. So I want to see more. And from what we know about the show for now, it's not as easy as we think it may be. Because from what Alex said, it's gonna be very, very good show. And I trust
I
it
hope so.
because Alex, hello Alex, I hope you're I hope you're watching us. Alex is as huge as fan of Spider-Man as I am, so yeah. So I trust him because he knows what he's talking about. I just can't wait to watch because they're releasing first two episodes in the same day, then a week after three episodes on the same day, so they're not releasing it week by week, but
That,
more
oh,
in
this is
the
weird. So it's 2 on January 29th, then 3 February 5th, and then 3 February 12th, and then 2 February 19th.
Yeah,
Whoa.
so they're releasing it in this order. They're releasing it in bundles, so I think these are going to be four story arcs.
Hopefully,
Like,
that'd be cool.
I can't wait. Like, I can't wait. It's gonna be Wednesday, so I'm working from home then, so I'm just
Just
gonna,
to watch. Yeah,
just
great.
to watch, yeah.
Great. What do you think about the theme song? Because the theme song's already on YouTube. We both listened to it.
Yeah, it's amazing. I've been listening to it
Really?
for the hour
Well, like
before
you have it like
we
on repeat.
yeah, on loop, yeah.
How do you
It's
feel it
nice.
compares to the previous theme songs for the other shows?
I'm gonna repeat myself. 1994 is gonna be my favorite
Always
theme
okay.
song.
Oh, just perfect.
Always,
Just
yeah,
always the
the
best.
rock guitar song. Yeah, but it's not bad because it starts like the first Spider-Man TV animated show, like with this "Here comes the Spider-Man," and then it drops, and I think it's perfect for this Spider-Man because this Spider-Man is a streamer. He's trying to be this cool kid. He listens to this cool music, so it fits him. I think it fits. Yeah, I'm not a fan of the hip hop songs, of the hip hop remakes of the classical hero themes or classical hero songs, but in this case, it works. Yeah.
It works for you. Like I was telling you before, I'm not quite sure yet, but I think I have to let it grow on me.
Just listen to the for the next 3 or 4 hours. It's
Just
gonna
keep
work.
listening to it until I love it. Yes.
For sure, I'm gonna listen. I'm gonna be listening to it tomorrow during work for the whole 8 hours. So.
I'm excited for the show because I think we've been waiting for a Spider-Man content for a long time. Like No Way Home was like December 2021. We're in January 2025. It's been
Three
years,
years.
3 years and a month. This is
Wow.
like the longest we've ever gone between Spider-Man things, right?
For all I care, I really want to see Tom Holland in Daredevil Born Again. Like, even for a quick moment, but I may not love his Spider-Man, but I love Spider-Man.
I know.
And I want to see as much Spider-Man as I can. And it's what I said to my friend when we were watching. Because I'm watching the whole MCU with my friend who hasn't seen it.
I remember you
And
told me.
we've been watching
Crazy.
the.
Crazy.
Yeah. So we've watched Infinity War last Friday. And we started, I don't know, September, October? And we started with all the previous pre-MCU stuff too. So I told him that I like Tom Holland's Spider-Man, but his Spider-Man works better in team-up movies than in his standalone movies. So for example, I may like his Spider-Man may be okay in Spider-Man Homecoming and Far From Home, but when I like Tom Holland's Spider-Man is in Avengers Infinity War, is in Endgame, is in No Way Home. So in all of these movies where he is not the only hero on the screen.
He has someone to bounce off of.
Yeah, because when he's with the Avengers, he's acting more mature, more like Spider-Man from the comic book to me.
I personally, I don't like things about Far From Home and No Way Home. As great as No Way Home is at moments, I think both Far From Home and No Way Home, I just think there's things with the writing that I didn't like. But I think Civil War, Homecoming, I think those nail the character really well, I think. And
Yeah, especially Civil War. I still
it's
remember
such a good
just.
introduction. It's a really good introduction.
Yeah, I still remember when people were saying that Andrew Garfield would be a Spider-Man in Civil War, and then they signed the deal with Sony, and I'm like, yes, he's coming home! And they signed the deal that now it has to be a new Spider-Man so we can use him in our movie. And I'm like.
It's a crazy time because there was just still rumors about Amazing Spider-Man 3 at the time, and then they'll
It was in works! It was in works!
It was a crazy time. They killed Andrew Garfield so quickly after Amazing Spider-Man 2. That
Yeah,
was like
people.
2014. And then like within a year, you had a new Spider-Man.
Yeah, in 2015 they confirmed Spider-Man that Marvel cuts rights to
Yeah.
Spider-Man, and I'm like, it's funny because in 2014 people were like, "Oh, we hate Andrew Garfield Spider-Man. He's so bad." In 2024, he's the best. Bring him back.
But he is good. The writing of those movies was not great, but Andrew Garfield, I love him. I love him as Peter
So you're
Parker.
gonna kill me for what I'm gonna say, but
No,
Spider-Man 2 and The Amazing Spider-Man 2 are on my first place of my favorite Spider-Man projects, live action.
yeah. It's fine. You can have
Especially The
him.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yeah. I mean, him and Emma Stone, wow, they're really good. They're really
Yeah, but
good.
I think the Amazing Spider-Man 2 is the most comic book accurate Spider-Man movie. That's why I love it.
I can understand that. Yeah.
Yeah. But you're from the neighborhood Spider-Man because we again talked
Yeah.
more about different Spider-Man iterations
It's
than
fine. It's fine.
that. I
Yeah.
know it's fine, but
It's
yeah.
good.
But
So
we just
please,
love
guys,
Spider-Man.
in the comments, please yell at Vic for liking Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Please no. I'm gonna send Hans Zimmer to do a solo
Yeah.
on the guitar.
Oh, I don't know if I've ever told you the story. Hans Zimmer, when he did a Reddit AMA around the time Amazing Spider-Man 2 came out. Do you know the story?
No.
Okay, so he did a Reddit AMA, and they were asking him like I don't know, like the most embarrassing moment in his career or something. And he said one time he was scoring a movie. He did not say the name, and he wrote this beautiful like love theme at the end of the movie when the character is going off with his girlfriend into the sunset. And they said, Mr. Zimmer, did you read the script? And I'm pretty sure it was for Amazing Spider-Man 2, and he didn't read the script. I maybe if
Yeah,
I can
but
find it, I'll put it in the comments or something. But it's a real story.
his music was so good. I still cry when I hear the theme when Gwen dies. I even have the I edited the whole ending from her death to the end credits of The Amazing Spider-Man 2 just because I want to listen to this partial to this part of the music that's playing and the
Oh wow.
scenes because the ending of The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is, in my opinion, the best ending in the Spider-Man, not only live action, but the
Wow.
projects that came out, not counting comic books.
Yeah.
Yeah, but animations, games,
Adaptations. Yeah.
adaptations, it's wow. I still cry, I still have chills after this
Yeah.
day. I still can't believe they cut the scene where his dad visits him on Gwen's grave. Because it's my headcanon that his dad is still alive and all that. But Amazing Spider-Man 3, yay! Thank you for not making this because it was meant to be so good.
Yeah, those Amazing Spider-Man movies, like they're strange, but there's a lot of weird things that I'm interested in or that I liked, and like I like that they tried to try these different things. They tried to experiment with them.
Yeah, but just no, they cut a lot of stuff from The Amazing Spider-Man 2 because they learned that Amazing Spider-Man 3 was psyched off. They cut MJ and all her scenes. Ugh, I just can't believe. Maybe someday, maybe after Secret Wars, I hope so.
It
Like an
really would be
episode.
interesting just to see a little bit more from their worlds for both Toby and Andrew. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just one last movie.
Yeah.
One last movie. Because if there wasn't any news about canceling Spider-Man 4 and Amazing Spider-Man 3, people would be like, okay, it's okay, not bad. But they announced them. And they canceled Spider-Man for 3 days before going onto the set.
Yeah.
And you're like, why? What was the
Yeah.
story? Okay, scripts leaked. We read the scripts. They were amazing. Scripts were amazing. Why they canceled it? Because Sam Raimi didn't want to make a movie where he doesn't have full control.
Yeah.
But now Kevin Feige could let him do this because
Yeah.
it's a complete whole other discussion for
Yeah.
another
Yeah.
podcast because I could talk 2 or even 3
Forever. Yeah.
hours
Yeah.
about those movies and why I want them.
And but also still Amazing Spider-Man 2 ends, and in the credits, they have all the Sinister Six teases that don't go
Exactly.
anywhere.
Electro is dead, so we have Venom, Octopus, Vulture, Scorpion, Shocker, and Rhino.
I
So yeah,
think
we'll
so.
see.
I think
Yeah,
that sounds right.
because I remember Shocker was in the game, so Okay, and
And
Karen at least
I'm
isn't
pretty
going to
sure
stop.
somehow, I don't know if it's dead or not after Kraven, but I know Sony, they still want to do their Sinister Six somehow, at least up to Kraven.
Yeah, we talked about it in the previous material.
Now that Kraven's out, I don't know if it's all dead anymore, but at least in Secret Wars, like when next time we see Andrew, it'd be cool to see some kind of
I
reference.
think Alex said in his Q&A that Tobey and Andrew are back before Secret Wars, so I hope Spider-Man 4, and they're meant to be not background characters anymore, so they're meant to be the main characters to the
That'd be
series.
cool. Yeah. Or
Yes,
even
please.
imagine, even in like Beyond the Spider-Verse, because they already teased them in Across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, I think.
I just want to go into that world and just see a little like what's happening here, what's happening here.
For
Yeah.
example, Andrew was for a second in Across the Spider-Verse.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, so we can easily bring them back. And come on, who
Anyway.
doesn't want to see more Toby and Andrew as
No.
Spider-Man?
But my one criticism of Toby, I did not like his haircut in No Way Home. I think they
Oh
could have.
yeah, definitely. He looked like
He
just a
looked like just
regular
some
old guy.
guy, some random guy.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but
But
maybe it
if
was the
you see him,
point.
no, I don't think so. Because if you see him actually in interviews with his normal hair, now that looks like the Peter Parker, right? They just needed to like let him grow out his hair a little bit. But I guess they couldn't because of scheduling, but I don't know.
Oh yeah, he had the hair similar to Ultimate Spider-Man in
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2.
But anyways, I think,
Oh,
yeah?
one last
What?
thing
Okay, yeah.
about Andrew. Have you seen recent photos of Andrew Garfield? He has a beard, he has a mustache,
Okay,
and he
okay.
looks exactly like the Ultimate Spider-Man from Hickman's
Oh,
run.
yeah, I've seen this. Was it with the big beard? Yeah.
Exactly. So maybe maybe they're setting him up. Like Secret Wars, we have one world MCU and it's like Crisis on Infinite Earths after, but the multiverse was born and then you have Tobey's Spider-Man, Andrew's Spider-Man, you have Daniel Destin-Kretton's Spider-Man from Spider-Man 4.
And then, of course, the video games too. There's probably going to be Marvel Spider-Man 3, right? And more video games coming there too.
Yeah, but unfortunately Miles Morales is gonna be the main Spider-Man in Marvel's Spider-Man 3.
Say, unfortunately.
Oh, and one last thing before we go. One Spider-Man I want to see again is Nicholas Hammond. He was the first live-action Spider-Man. And Nicholas Hammond
Oh,
was.
this is the 70s stuff. Yeah,
Yeah, he was the
for
first
sure.
live-action Spider-Man. But I don't want to see him for the story. I just want them to acknowledge that he was the first live-action Spider-Man.
Yeah,
Like,
sure.
bring him back, even without the suit. Just bring him back.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah.
But not like not Flash like Christopher Reeve like AI style, like not like that.
Maybe make him. Oh, I know, Council of Spider-Mans. Just like in the 1994 Spider-Man where Madame Web recruited Spider-Mans. Maybe he could be the one to recruit the different Spider-Mans. Like a Nick Fury of Spider-Mans.
With the multiverse, like we've already seen Council of Kings, wherever that goes. And
They're
I would love,
dead. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry, bro.
I'm hoping we get Council of Reeds with Fantastic Four, because that's a huge part of Hickman. I love that idea.
I think
Council of
that
Spider-Man
this
would be a lot of
Fantastic
fun.
Four, I think that this Fantastic Four, the members of the team are already very developed characters. We know some parts of the story, and at this point, I believe that Council of Reeds exists.
I hope so. I'm hoping so.
I want to see Ian Gruffudd. Ian Gruffudd. Please, I want my Fantastic Four from 2005 back,
Because
please.
he had the look. He looked perfect as Reed, and
They
they
all
know
look
it.
perfect to me, except Jessica Alba, sorry. But even the Thing looked amazing.
I'm so excited for that. We're getting close to a time where we can have like X-Men, Avengers, Fantastic Four, and Spider-Man all in the same movie. Like that's
That
Marvel,
damn, I
right? That's
didn't
what
think
Marvel
about
is.
it. And now I remember that Punisher was in Spider-Man 2, in Raimi's Spider-Man 2, for a second. When MJ runs to Peter.
What?
Yeah, don't you know? Thomas Jane's Punisher.
What? Oh, just like in the background. What a weird cameo. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, but it was meant to be a Wolverine. So they decided, hey, Thomas Jane is.
That's embarrassing.
I have to say, Thomas Jane's Punisher was amazing. John
Oh,
Bernthal is
he needs
too.
to come back also in Secret Wars.
Yeah, I mean, I can't
Bring back
believe that we're at
everyone.
this point, just like you mentioned, where we can bring all those characters back, but we're also at this point where the Netflix shows that all people said were not in canon are canon, and Kristen Ritter as Jessica Jones is back, Mike Coulter is back as Luke Cage, Charlie Cox is back, John Bernthal is back. Oh my God. Oh,
But I
come
just
on.
hope that the writing is at the level that they deserve. And that's what I'm nervous about with Born Again. But
From what we heard,
that'll be our next video.
I think that we're gonna spend another few hours talking about Daredevil, because Daredevil is wow. Especially the Netflix's Daredevil.
Yeah,
Or
I'm
the
excited.
MCU. Also, if some of you wondered, the people who worked with Marvel and created MCU stuff, they worked at Netflix stuff. So canonically, the MCU writers wrote the Netflix Marvel shows. Therefore, it was MCU Kevin Feige who
I don't,
created the
but some of the writers
shows.
are new. It's not all returning writers.
But what I want to say is that it was always people connected to the MCU who wrote those shows. So
Okay, I think that's it. I think we're done.
yeah,
All right.
definitely.
Thank you guys for watching. If you like our long, many, many, many faceted discussion, be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment below. What are your other favorite Spider-Man comics, your favorite Spider-Man shows? Are you excited for the new series? Let us know in the comments. I'm Vin. You can find me on X and Blue Sky. Vin writes words.
I'm Veg, you can find me on Twitter at @ErikSalky and on Blue Sky. And please read it, it's really worth it.
And be sure to follow thecosmiccircus.com on Blue Sky and X at MyCosmicCircus, where you can find more reviews, articles, editorials, and opinions like the ones you just watched. Thanks, guys. See you next time.
Bye.